Have you ever seen like flat lowland along a stream and like the stream might overflow in the spring and then you could go back and plow it later on after?
A dry creek.
Okay, okay. You might say, we expect a big yield from that field this year because the soil is very rich or very, it's another word for rich soil.
I don't know. Let's see, rich?
It's kind of like the word fertilizer, except.
Well, I see you.
Kind of a shortened form of the word fertilizer.
Firm.
Okay, okay. Let's see.
I told you my husband should be here this morning.
Yeah, he's a farmer. Yeah.
He's a farmer at heart.
A field that might be good for nothing other than just raising grass or alfalfa or something like that for hay. What would you call a field like that?
Pasture.
Okay, okay. Sometimes, let's see. Suppose you had a place like right along the coast where water just stands in it all the time, you know, foot or so of water all the time. Do you have a name for a place like that?
No, I don't.
Okay. What different kinds of soil is there, you know, that you might have in a field?
Well, let's see, there's sand.
Yeah.
Gravel.
Yeah.
Well, it's not what they call, they got that rich red sand.
Yeah.
Let's see what they call that. They call it red sand. Mm. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. That's good for planting watermelons and cantaloupes.
Yeah.
And that real black dirt, I don't know the name of it.
Well, that's what I got in my backyard.
But that's real good for planting vegetables and stuff like that.
Yeah. But you can't grow things like watermelons.
No,
I've
you
tried.
Sure can. You have to have sand to plant watermelons and cantaloupes, pumpkins.
Yeah. Yeah.
And squash.
Yeah.
I don't know, but last year I had pretty good squash.
Do you have that black stuff out here?
No.
What
have regular old dirt.
Yeah, what color is it? I haven't even known.
It's a kind of a brownish gray. It's hard to plow, really,
mm-hmm.
out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't get it. When we do have rain, well, it floods up everything around here. But when it's dry, it just cracks and opens up. It's not good dirt out here.
Yeah, that's what it does with my house. And that old dirt is so strong that it cracks house foundations and stuff.
Yeah,
hard.
It'll break open.
Yeah. Let's see. What would you call a, I know what I was going to ask you. What do you call kind of soil that's part sand and part clay? Do you have a name for that?
No, I don't.
Okay. What would you call a shallow arm of the sea that just comes in?
Dry sand, I guess.
Okay. What about a narrow bit of water that just flows in and out with the tide? Do you have a name for that?
No, I don't.
Okay. Sometimes when it rains real hard, on a dirt road, it'll cut a little thing across the road, you know, and it'll be about, 4 or 5 inches deep.
A crack, you mean?
Yeah, or would you have any other name for it? What if it were just a little bit bigger?
Well, I just call it where the earth has just opened up. I don't know, it's just, some roads get so hot. Oh, that tar and everything they put in on the streets,
yeah.
And the sun is so hot it just cracks it and just makes a big old dash in it.
Yeah, well that's kind of different. What I'm talking about is not caused by the heat, but it's like on a dirt road and you have real hard rain,
mm-hmm.
and the water will cut a place.
A Dutch.